you grow on your time. You know, you go after your goal on your time, and that's going to be helpful too.
Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. I'm your friend, Patricia Sun. My mission is to be a lighthouse for mothers with ADHD, helping you find your path to success by learning to appreciate your ADHD as an asset. I'm seeking to change the paradigm that ADHD means your life is doomed to be a hot mess. So I'm sharing strategies and encouraging you in your pursuit of happiness to love who you are every day of your ADHD life. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend, Patricia. I hope you had a chance to listen to the first part of our conversation with Yakini Pierce of ADHD Love when we talked about her ADHD journey. Today, we're diving into our discussion on self-care, how she chooses a goal, creates the structure needed to be successful, and how we too can achieve big goals with ADHD. Before we welcome back Yakini, I want to say thank you to Ash D. In her review of the podcast, she says, "So helpful. Patricia is my new friend in my head. I love this podcast. I'm not yet a mom, but this podcast helps me get my home together, even as a family of one person and two pets. It also tackles a major concern of mine. I didn't know if I'd be fit to be a mom, given my ADHD, but this podcast helps ease that worry. Thank you for this work. The compassion and intention behind it comes through with every word." Well, duh, Ash, we're totally friends. Send me a DM on Instagram. You too, mama. I love talking to you. Please say hi, post a review, tell me that you're here for it. I'm over here in my bedroom by myself telling my kids to stop talking, so I would really like to talk to you and not just them. Hey? So now, Ash, being a mom is hard, but you can do hard things even when and especially when you have ADHD. Yakini is Exhibit A. Let's get back to our discussion with her right now. All right, Yakini. So you've already mentioned you went back to school at 43. At this point, you've got both kids at home, you're a single mom, you have your regular day job, plus you have your own business. Like, this is a lot. So how do you juggle this many things at one time? And seemingly they all seem, you know, fairly together.
So
are they all fairly together?
There are good days and there are very overwhelming days. Let's put it this way. I have a therapist.
So. We all should.
Like, look, I don't know any better. All I know how to do is put a lot of things on my plate. I'm gonna get it all done, right? And I want to do it well.
But you seem to do everything with excellence. So I'm like amazed at how you can juggle all these things. Like, yeah. Is there a secret sauce that we all can absorb and sprinkle on our dish here?
So each year it's different. So like, so last year was very overwhelming. Part of it was just because I was finishing up school. I had just started the real estate piece. I was doing the avocation piece. And then obviously we had to bring our kids home due to, you know, our pandemic situation. So we had virtual school. So it was absolutely insane. It was insane and it was so overwhelming. And I'm a pretty organized person. But this year, what I'm doing, I'm trying to, you know, school's off my plate now. So I'm trying to be a little bit more organized with my days. So I'm trying something. Every year I try something different. So every year I do one thing that's consistent is that I do a, what you call a vision board. Mm-hmm. So I put together my main goals that I want to accomplish for that year. And then there might be a couple goals that are over a longer period of time. So like school was, you know, a 2-year goal, for example. And then I break down those goals. Well, this year, what I'm doing is I'm actually, you know, Monday through Friday, I have a checklist of things that I try to get done during each evening. So then that way I, and what I do is I put the things that I really need to get done. So like, for example, I need to analyze 10 homes and then send them out the next day. And then there are things that if I don't get it done, it's okay. I need to read, you know, 20 minutes of, because I have no attention span. So I need to read 20 minutes of a real estate book and 20 minutes of an ADHD book, right?
Okay.
And if I don't get those things done, it's okay. I'll just move those either to the weekend or I'll take it off. So one thing is that I'm trying to have many goals, really structure myself this year, because I, like I said, I have my avocation piece that I want to grow. And then I have the real estate business with my mom that I'm trying to grow. So I really want to be structured in terms of how I'm doing things. So last year was very overwhelming, but this year I'm trying to be a little bit more organized. And, you know, so that way I can complete a lot of different things. So, and typically I'm like that. I mean, typically, like I said, I do the vision board. Overall, I have certain goals. It's just, you know, since last year was just a little bit different, it just made me realize I just need to be very conscious of how much I put on my plate. And then what I put on my plate, I have to be organized about it. So.
And in this mayhem of last year, what were you doing to take care of yourself?
To be honest, I was not good at taking care of myself as much as I should have. I got out and walked around. So I did my walking. And then I also, being a single mom, I have my kids go over to their father's house every other weekend. So I would use that weekend just to be, right? So yes, I would work on some of my real estate. And yes, I would work on my ADHD love community. But I would also take that time to watch Netflix and drink a glass of wine and just be. And that really helped a lot for me. And sometimes I had vacation weeks, like during the summer, I'll have a little bit more weeks where, you know, they may go over to their dad for a week or go to their grandma and papa's for a week. And again, I really use that time just to be. And it's not that I'm not doing work. It's just that in those times where I am hanging out with my kids or we're playing a game or watching television together, I'm giving them attention. I can now just make it my attention, right? Just love me and just be, or talk to some friends or go and pick up some dinner and just be. And that's really nice. And I didn't self-care a lot, but I do try to consciously stick in some things here and there just to, you know, take a moment for myself. And then exercising, I am on and off with exercising, I'll have to admit. But so like now I'm into this yoga phase. Last year I was into doing these on-demand videos. So just trying to exercise and then eat right. So those type of things, not consistent with it, but you know, throughout the year I got it in. So just little different things or different things I try to do to take care of me, because, you know, we talk about this all the time. Self-care is so important. Loving yourself is so important. Uplifting yourself is so important, spiritually, physically, mentally. It's just so key, because the more you are relaxed, the more your mind is clear when you are working with your children, especially ADHD children. So it's so important. And, but it was just different last year. So it was a little bit harder, but I did try to fit some things in.
I think it's really important for the moms to hear that it can be just little things stuck here and there. It doesn't have to be this grand plan. It can be just sprinkled in, but that we also, it is okay to schedule time in of rest. Like, I need to hear that so much. That's probably one of my biggest downfalls, is just not slowing down, because our brains are going all the time, running, running, running. That slowing down time is really hard for us. And you knowing that, okay, this is a set time where I'm going to slow down, rest, and not to say I can't do anything at all that's work that weekend, but that it is a more restful time is so good for moms to hear. Because when we have ADHD, we tend to be all or nothing. And so we think like this whole weekend must be absolutely, totally rest. I can't do anything. And we put like almost like these imaginary boxes around ourselves of like, there's no like rest police that's going to come by and say like, oh, you shouldn't have done that in your rest time. Like, it is okay to just set aside time that is lower energy.
Right.
So,
and for us, that is rest almost. I mean, literally, yeah. Even if I'm just sitting on the couch and typing on my computer, it's different. I mean, I literally, and you know this, I literally am nonstop from before sunup to after the sun goes down, right? Nonstop. Like, I don't sit. I mean, unless I'm working on my computer, but then my brain is going.
Right.
So just sitting on the couch and having Netflix playing and typing on my computer, sometimes that is rest for me. So yeah.
Our rest doesn't have to look like everyone else's rest. Our rest might look like Netflix on and computer and phone, and we're kind of like bouncing between all of the entertainments, but knowing that it's not for like a high value purpose makes it restful. I was trying to explain this to my husband yesterday and he was looking at me like I was crazy. But yeah, our rest doesn't have to look like everyone else's.
And keep in mind, even if I'm on the computer, sometimes it's just playing games. So it's not even, I might be playing solitaire. Because again, and I think that's just now learning more about ADHD, I have to keep going. It's just one of those things, right? And I'm a type of person that after a certain time, I completely shut down. So probably about,
me too.
You know what I mean? Like
my brain is like,
done. And I realized that. So, but all that other time, I just have to be moving, but I try to be a little bit more conscious about, okay, well, if I'm going to be on the computer, let me just play a couple of card games. So, yeah.
Hey there, successful mama. Are you as time blind as I am? The solution is here. No more, I was supposed to be somewhere 20 minutes ago. Panic on the daily. If you're a double booker or an appointment forgetter, I can help. Do you know why you can't keep track of it all? Because you either don't have the skills or you don't have the system. Likely both. Keeping a calendar is a basic life skill that many of us never learned. Why? Because either no one taught us or they taught us in a way that didn't make sense to our ADHD brains. Let's change that. I hate watching you struggle on life skills that are learnable. Remember, you are not doomed to be a hot mess. Feeling confident and prepared is doable. Keeping up with a calendar can be attainable. I want to give you a basic system that works for your life and then help you develop a plan to actually keep up with the system. I know that you are ready to build calm and peace into your day by knowing where you need to be and when. My class on how to keep a calendar when you have ADHD is available for pre-sale now. Woohoo! And for you, my successful mama, I'm offering a little something special to you for being the first one in. So head over to patriciasung.com/ADHD calendar, that's all one word, and sign up now to guarantee your discount before the price goes up when the doors open. You are not alone, and I'm here to help you create the motherhood success story that you deserve. Progress over perfection. Let's move forward. Stop the chaos and sign up for class right now. patriciasung.com/ADHD calendar. So part of self-care also is listening to ourselves and pursuing our dreams and tending to the fire that's in our hearts, which we tend to put aside as moms, and we do for our kids more than we do for ourselves. What do you say to a mom who's feeling discouraged about having not pursued her dreams, where she looks and says, well, you know, sure, Yakini can go back to school, but I couldn't because blah, blah, blah. And they start replaying all that discouragement from the past of either they tried it and it didn't work, or they started dreaming and somebody poo-pooed on it. What do you say to that mom who wants to dream big and wants to pursue goals, but is feeling really discouraged?
So the first thing is you have to be mentally ready to do it. I mean, it's one of those things where if you are not mentally ready, at least for me, when I am not mentally ready, I may quit sooner than I should. Mm-hmm. I won't finish that particular goal. So you have to be mentally there. Finishing the goal is one thing, but the other thing that you just brought up, which is a really good point, is when you hear the negative talk from other people and they're saying, what are you doing? You're crazy. Like when I said I was going back to school at my age and the fact I was a single mom and I'm working full time and they know I do my avocation and they're like, what are you doing? You're like absolutely insane. And you're going to try to graduate in 2 years. And I said, yeah, I am going to be doing all of that. And it's going to be crazy, but it's going to be worth it because I was ready. And so that is really, for me, number one is having your mind, your spirit, everything in the right place and be ready to go. And then be around those people who are going to support you. So whether it be the real estate business or my avocation or anything that I do. So like even with my children, because my children are around me, they're even wanting to start their own business, right? And where other parents would, matter of fact, my daughter decided she wanted to start a clothing business.
Okay.
So she wanted a couple of friends to do it with her. One girl didn't ask her parents, so we never got her going. And then the other one who did ask her parents talked to me and she says, I just think she's too young. And so I am about being around those people who are going to support initiatives. So as a person that is, whether it's for my children or whether it is for me, I want those people who are going to, you know, like I said, lift me and be there for me. And when I talk business, they're, you know, interested in what I'm saying and are not going to tear me down for what I'm trying to do. And that's another thing, is so putting yourself in the right space and around the right people who are going to keep you going. Because you're going to have the negative talk, but when you are uplifted by those positive people or those who have done it and been there, it makes a huge difference. It makes an absolutely huge difference. So that's another thing, put yourself around the right people and then set the goals. It is a lot. So say if somebody who wants to go back to school, they don't have to do a two-year program. They can take 5 years or whatever it takes. I mean, I know people who went and got their MBA and it literally took them 5 years. They took a class or two at a time, and that's okay too. Just don't give up, keep on going. I mean, there are people who took a long time and that is okay too. You don't have to rush it. So that's another thing. You grow on your time, you know, you go after your goal on your time. And that's going to be helpful too.
I'm scribbling that down. I'm like, ooh, that's a good quote. I like that one. You grow on your own time. I think there are so many moms who need to hear that, that it doesn't have to look like everyone else's, whether you do it in half the time or five times the time, it's about moving forward and getting there. Eventually, we don't have to look like everyone else. And that comparison game is just a killer, especially when you have ADHD and you're comparing to the people who don't. We are never going to have their brain. So for us to expect that we can do the things that they do in the way that they do them is, I mean, just chasing a pipe dream. But when we focus on who we are and what we can accomplish and doing it our way, we can do such amazing things. Yet, how do you let go of that expectation and like that negative energy? What's one piece of advice that you would give to our mamas?
So I say what helped me is having a good accountability partner. I almost call her a life accountability partner. So we talk about business, we talk about avocation, we talk about our kids, we talk about exercise. So I have someone that we meet periodically. Sometimes we get together, you know, twice a month, sometimes it's once a month, but really having someone who is just like my ace in the hole that really supports what I'm doing. And she's doing similar things, so I'm supporting her. So having a really good accountability partner, I think, can be very helpful for moms.
How did you find her?
So ironically, at my previous job, there was a lady who started a vision board group.
Okay.
And kind of morphed to a bunch of other things. So we would get together every so often and we would go over our vision boards. You know, it used to be on a quarterly basis. And we didn't meet much last year just due to COVID. We tried to meet online, but we're just such in-person people. But we would get together on a quarterly basis. Well, long story short, that's how I met her. I mean, I knew her from my job, but she worked in a whole nother city, so I hardly ever saw her. But we really connected, and then we actually became partners in something else during the group, and then we just continued it outside of the group. So now we just meet on a periodic basis, and it's just been very fruitful for us. And we really keep each other going because like this year we met about a couple of weeks ago, writing each other's goals down, you know, so that we can keep each other accountable. So that has been very helpful for me.
So what I take from that is one, her willingness to step out there and start that group, her being vulnerable to say like, hey, I have goals and I need help meeting them. And I'm going to start this and rally other women along with me. What was it, men too, or just women?
Women.
Okay. So rallying other women along with me, but then also that you were willing to step in and say, okay, here's a group of people that I don't know that well, but yet I'm going to join in with them on that movement. So I think we get scared and we don't jump in sometimes, but I say all the time, like vulnerability is what breeds relationships and growth. So if she hadn't been vulnerable, if you hadn't have been vulnerable, neither one of you would have made those strides and made that connection. So Mamas, gotta be vulnerable.
You gotta be.
Scary, scary things. So on that note, I'm gonna hit up the lightning round here. Okay, so what I need you to do is finish these sentences. You don't have to give any other explanation if you don't want to. Number one, the best thing I've read or listened to recently is?
Bigger Pockets podcast. It was just about his growth. So this guy is like worth $100 million or something insane. But he was just very connected to where he came from and where he was today. He's just such a very uplifting speaker and just made me feel like I can do anything and I can grow, you know, as quickly as he grew. And I mean, it just made me feel like I can really do this real estate business and do well in it. And he talks about how he wasn't always very humble. But I think, again, now being older, he talks about how humble he is, how he wants to give back. And that's the person that I want to be. I want to be a person that grows and does very well financially. But I also want to make sure I'm doing my part in giving back. And that's what I want to do through ADHD Love.
All right. Number two, my most boring about me fact is?
I play solitaire on the computer.
Number three, when I'm having a rough day, my go-to quote, song, poem, book, activity, whatever is?
Pandora. So I just love listening to different music, be it classical or Latin music or sometimes kids bop. So just depending on the mood.
Oh, kids bop. All right. Number four, don't tell anyone I
can eat chocolate all day long.
Breakfast, me too.
Lunch and dinner.
I do love some chocolate. Okay, but what kind? Dark, milk, light?
Between dark and milk. It just depends on my mood. Okay.
Number five, if I had a magic fairy wand for one spell, I would?
Travel the world.
Okay, sneak attack in there. What country would you pick first?
I've always wanted to go to, well, a couple places, France and London. So those two places.
Okay. And number six is the last one. My best piece of advice for mamas with ADHD is?
Love yourself and love your children.
All right. Mamas, I am so excited that you got to hang out with Yakini today. How can we find you? How can we connect with you? Do you have anything coming up? What's going on? How do they find you?
So you can find me through Instagram and Facebook on ADHD Love 2020 or at ADHD Love 2020. I do have a website, a clothing website. It is www.ADHDLove2020. I just started Twitter. I don't have a post yet, but you know, by the time you listen to this, maybe I'll have one or two posts up there. And again, it's at ADHD Love 2020. So just trying to keep it pretty simple so you guys can find me.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here. I'm so glad we got to chat. And I am so impressed that you literally juggle all the balls, but with excellence, that you have such a heart for parents. And this is not an easy journey we are on. And knowing that we all have someone that we can reach out to and grow with and not feel alone is just such a blessing. So thank you so much for what you're doing with ADHD Love. We really appreciate it.
Well, Patricia, I love what you are doing too. So it was really, I just love connecting with you. I mean, you just have a very big vision, especially around moms. And I truly appreciate that, especially someone who, again, was out there looking for information. You have great information. So thank you. So thank you for that. And thank you for your platform.
Thank you for listening to Motherhood in ADHD. For more resources, head over to our website, www.motherhoodinadhd.com.